Welcome to the Living Rooted podcast. This season, we're diving into powerful truths from Scripture and sharing stories that help to unveil the lies and false agreements that keep many of us from living loved and loving others well. Join us on a transformative journey as we explore what it means to live rooted in God's love. You know, let's assume someone is beginning this process, or they're in the middle of it, or they've even done a lot of work in this area. How do you look at wounds from a place of, I guess you could say, how do you respect your wounds and not come from a place of victimization? So how do you know when something really is a wound, or when you're coming from a place of like, woe is me?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's tricky in our time. Even most clinicians, many of them will leave a counselee staying as a victim. So they keep rehearsing the wound with no remedy. So because I suffered abuse, must I live as abused by identity? You can suffer a victimization event, but not then live as a victim forevermore. There's been movements in the last several years that have been helpful in one sense, but in another sense can be hurtful because the person not only identifies themselves by the wound, not by the healer, but they might have been secret about the wound for so long. That's good. They're open about the wound. Must they live in perpetuity wounded? I'd like to think no. I hope not. Yeah. Well, we are the sum of our experiences. I hope not. Yeah. I hope I don't have to live with what my experiences told me about me.
Yeah.
But I want to be honest with them. So I think the distinction, maybe we don't have to get too critical about ourselves if we're doing that right or wrong. I think the start is just listing them. And then what you do or might have believed about you because of them, without getting too hypercritical. And then it can be evaluated over time. What's real or false, or am I pitying myself or not?
And I think too, one thing that has helped me, it's a broken record. Wounds are a broken record. They're on repeat. The lie comes back a lot. It's not... You definitely find lies and you're like, whoa, I didn't know that one was there. But there are like three core lies at this point in my life that really come up. And I know. And I know because it's from things I experienced, like as a young girl. And it's really deep pain that I experienced that I know throughout my life, my heart will have this tendency to go back to. But the more work I do, the more healing I do, the lie will get quieter and quieter and quieter. But I do think there is a repetition to certain lies. Like there's a theme in our life.
That's right. If you've not recognized it after you get honest about your wounds and what you might have believed about them, then you'll start recognizing how often you're hit on that button, how often that recognizing phase could go for a while. I can't give a time and date to it, but it'll go for a while. Then what will happen in time is you'll like cut it off at the pass. Like you'll be more prepared for that day. Like, man, this is a kind of situation that those old wounds get pushed on. I'm not doing that today, or I'm not going down that road today. But it has to be a process to get to that point.
Yeah.
So the repetition of the wounding, being reminded of the message, can hurt. But it's ironic because the healing comes by participating in that and telling a new message to it. Right? We have to catch it. And sometimes we just don't. You know, we might feel like a setback. But it's really a process of moving forward through those things and then re-messaging.
How can this goes along with my question about how can we respect and not disrespect our wounds, like, and not come from a place of victimization? Is it possible that someone could potentially be wrong about what they're believing about themselves, and how would they know?
Maybe we are wrong. Maybe what we believe about ourselves from our wounds. So we really suffered what we suffered, but what we believe about self can often be the lie. We feel how we feel. An old quote's coming to mind, feelings are fickle friends, here today, gone tomorrow. When we look to our feelings to decide who we are, that's a miss, right? We suffered what we suffered, but what we believe about what we suffered could be a lie. We feel how we feel, that's true, but the message we might believe from our feelings could very well be the biggest lie we've ever held on to. So what would it be like to make an exchange from what our wounds tell us about us to what God says about us, as found in His Word, obviously, or expressed to us through Jesus? So it is possible that someone could be wrong about what they believe about themselves. They're probably accurate in what they've always thought, but the thought itself is inaccurate. And that's what we need to test. And my testing ground to know that is really going to be, and this is kind of the secret, I guess, of the whole thing, is lining up with what the Father says. If it's not what he says, then it's a lie. Mm-hmm. That's my view. And that's what's changed me and brought me more peace and more joy and more freedom than ever. Not perfect yet, but it's coming. So here's the big idea or the takeaway for today. I want to encourage you to take some time in the coming days to think about your story, specifically ages 0 to 14, as we said earlier. Do you have a sense of these experiences that shaped your view of you? And if not, maybe these questions can prompt some ideas for you. We want to be helpful for you and kind of help and guide you. So, like, what was your dad like? What was your mom like in your connection like with her? These are the kind of assignments I give people in session number one in counseling with people. I might say to them, write a page in your dad and a page in your mom. How about your siblings? What were they like? What was your connection like with them? How about teachers? Did you ever have a bully, or were you a bully? That would be good to know and to write down. What would you consider your view of God as a youth or younger than that? So this can kind of get you started thinking through the past in a healthy way. Now, as I said earlier, your best glimpse of God oftentimes as a child is your view of your parents or your childhood experience of authority, we could say. So if we only had imperfect parents, some of us not only had imperfect parents, we actually had incredibly harmful parents. And I want to acknowledge that. So if we only had them to know who God is, what would we have to believe about God? What would we have to believe about ourselves? Of course, the point of all this isn't to shame our parents. We're not doing that. But to get a better glimpse of what shaped our view of self. And so maybe the biggest wounds that you suffered weren't at the hands of your parents, but from another circumstance. What is it? We all have them. So if we view God through the lens of our childhood wounds, our childhood discernment could be wrong about God and ourselves. Isn't that fair to say? So take an inventory of your current beliefs of yourself. How do you view you? Again, what informs your belief of self?
Living Rooted is more than just a podcast. It's an invitation to a transformed life, rooted in the love of God. We hope you've been encouraged, challenged, and empowered to discover more about yourself and the Father's heart toward you. If you'd like to know more about Rooted to Live Ministries, visit rootedtolive.com. Follow us on Instagram for more resources, and don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform.